Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes. Today I have on the wonderful Kayla Craig. She's a former journalist who brings deep curiosity and care into her writing. And you can see that especially in her new book, Every Season Sacred. She also wrote a book called Light Their Way, which is these beautiful poetic liturgies, which are just prayers for parents. But this new book we talk about is how to integrate our values into our already busy lives. You know, a lot of us don't want to have one more thing on our to-do list that we have to do, but we want our kids to have this faith. And so we really talk about how do we integrate who we are, who we want our family to be in the DNA of our lives. And she gives us truly a guidebook to do that. So I can't wait for you to get her new book, but to also listen to her today and be encouraged. Hey, Kayla, thanks so much for joining us on Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm excited to talk about just your new book, Every Season Sacred, Reflections, Prayer, and Invitations to Nourish Your Soul and Your Families Throughout the Year. I love, there's so many of those words in the subtitle that I love so much, and I'm just excited to have you on today. So thanks for being here.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to talk today. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we talked kind of at the beginning how I have loved so much this kind of being in the moment, staying in God's presence, helping myself really be present because I can tend to be a future thinker, those things. And so I love the things that you've written, the prayers that you've written, all of those different things. In your new book where you talk about Every Season Sacred, you say it's for parents who want to live into their values, but often have impossible thin margins to do that. And as I'm saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, we have football tonight. And then after that, we have gymnastics. And then I got an interview. And then so explain that a little bit more, what that means to you.
Oh my goodness. Well, yes, same. Life is a lot. And I think life is a lot for so many of us. We're raising kids. We're trying to show up in our communities. We have work deadlines. We have stuff going on in our households. Like, life is just a lot, and I'm just like you. I'm always thinking ahead. I'm a forward-thinking person. I'm always on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. So I wrote a book that I needed. I wrote a book that was an exhale that helped me kind of reorient my heart to kind of stay rooted in what really matters, to be present in our actual moments, in our actual lives. And so I wanted to create a book that kind of nourished the soul of the parents, because parents are doing so much for their kids. They're doing so much in their work lives and their home lives and their communities that it's like, who is really like caring for the parent, right? Like, who is parenting us? And I love this imagery of us being children to God, that God is caring for us, that God is nourishing our souls so that we can outpour that into our families. And then together, we can live into those values and live out those values in our neighborhoods. And so I wanted to create a resource that families could turn to throughout the year, like 1 week for every week of the year, and that you could kind of receive that love of God through every season of parenting, and then not only connect in your own personal life, but then connect with your kids so that then you can connect with your neighbor and love your neighbor as yourself. So it's kind of, you know, when I shared, I have this idea to my publisher, they're like, this is like 20 books in one. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly it.
I love it. So one of the things that we kind of talked about is living into our values, and that's a big deal for us. Many of our listeners know that we started out a long time ago based on truly a mission and motto for our family. So our mission and motto, my husband wrote a lunchbox note to my son who was experiencing some bullying on the playground, and he just wrote a note literally on a white napkin with a Sharpie, and it just said, "Be strong, protect the weak, love everyone." And that became really a mission and motto for our family, inside of our family, helping our kids be strong in who they are, because people are going to tell them who, you know, other things than who God says they are. Protect the weak, protect others who maybe just needs. For us, it means in the lunchroom, like if someone doesn't have someone to sit by, or on the soccer field, whatever that means. And then loving everyone, loving even those who are difficult. So that kind of is our mission, and trying to live that out in our you know, values outside of our home. So explain a little to me of how we can do that. How as a family, first of all, do you guys have values that you live out as a family? How did you make those? And then how are you living those out in your life with your family?
Yes. And I think that's what so many parents like want to do. Like they have these ideals. They have these things they hold so deep to their heart. But then when you take kind of an outside look into your home, right? Like the cover of every season sacred is a window. And I love that imagery of looking inside and then looking outside. But when you look into your home from the outside and you see your family, are you actually living out those ideals, whether it be compassion or peace or kindness or whatever it is that you really feel called to as a family? It can be really hard, you know, because there's so much vying for our attention all the time. And we do have really thin margins. And so something that has helped our family, and something I include in the back of every season sacred, is just an invitation to what's called the rule of life. And that is kind of an ancient practice. It's something that Christians have done for thousands of years, and it was new to my family. I had no idea what it was, but it's basically just kind of an inventory of asking yourselves kind of these questions of like, what does matter to us, and how are the choices that we're making in our actual lives every day, how does that align with what we say? So like for our family, we have 4 kids and 2 are racially adopted. And we knew that we wanted to have diversity in our lives, racial diversity, economic diversity, cultural diversity. And then we looked around and my husband and I were like, is this aligning with, you know, with where we live, with how we're spending our money, with our jobs? Like,
everyone looks like us.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, every family is so different, but for us, we literally like moved in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a blizzard. And it was like such a wild story, a wild choice. And yet it felt like this is where Jesus is bringing us into. So a rule of life is kind of like a scaffolding that you can kind of build your life out of, you know? And so there's questions that I have in the back of the book that you can kind of go through, and it can be like a tiny mission statement almost. It's not rules for your family, but it's more like, just like you said, the be love, do good. This is how we're going to make all of our choices through this lens. And I'm like, write it on a piece of paper and put it on your fridge. You know, this is what our family is going to do. This is how we are going to live into who God has called us to be, so we can live it out.
I love that. So I think a lot of us, like we see, I joke sometimes, like when you go into Hobby Lobby or your craft store of choice, and you have all like the live, laugh, love, and all like all of the different, you know, quotes and stuff. And I love quotes. I literally would have them all over my house. And so it makes me giggle sometimes, because at a very young age, we started doing this with our kids, where we would say, okay, what are our mission and values? Because we do it as adults all the time, right? Like for those who love to do goals and loves to do mission statements, but a lot of times we don't bring our family into it. And so I think it's so important that we're bringing our family to say, okay, 3-year-old, okay, 15-year-old, what does it look like to have mission and values? How do we want to be remembered? That's what I always say. I'm like, when we move, which we've moved a lot, how do we want people to remember the Hayes family? Like, those were my neighbors who displayed this, boom, boom, boom. And how does our life look like that? And so we do this every year where we kind of go through our mission and values, and ours are just simple. The be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. What does that look like in our lives? So I love that you're kind of teeing us up in your book to experience those. What does that look like? You kind of talked about what it looks like for you guys. Like, you made an actual move. You made an actual action step. What does it look like for other families when they embrace their values and live them out?
Yeah. Well, you know, for all of us, it can look a million different ways, but it's what is the core? What is our core? Our core should always be, you know, rooted in the love of Christ that we have received, and then it is the outpouring. So it can look different, but I think something that is helpful for all of us is just getting into the rhythm of talking about it, of staying connected, of adding these kind of, you know, unforced rhythms of grace into our lives, adding these habits and rituals where we are talking with each other. You know, we're laughing with each other, we're having fun, and also we're having conversations about, you know, where did you see God at school today? And what could our family do better in loving our neighbors? What are the struggles that our neighbors are having? And maybe how could we speak into that? You know, having intentional conversation is not always easy. And it's not like something where it's like every morning
you have your devotions for 17 minutes.
Exactly. How can we integrate it so it's just a natural part of our day, you know? How do we integrate prayer so it's not just like it only looks this one certain way at this one point of the day, but it's an ongoing conversation we're having with God. And so that's what I hope every season sacred is, not like a how-to, but more of a handhold for families who want to get into these rhythms of faith in their actual lives and integrate them in a way that doesn't ignore the suffering and the pain of the world, and also doesn't ignore like the joy and the wonder and the awe. And it can really make space for all of that.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about a new resource Christian Parenting has come out with called Noteworthy Prayers. We all know our kids crave connection with us and with God, and one of the strongest ways that we can show love to our kids is through words of encouragement. That's why Christian Parenting created Noteworthy Prayers. They're 50 customizable notes that are designed to help you remind your kids that you love them, that you're thinking about them, that you're praying for them. They're little notes that you can put in their lunchbox. I mean, most of you know that this entire podcast, our children's book, started with a lunchbox note that my husband wrote my son that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. And it became truly something that we lived out as a family. It changed truly our lives. And so I just want to let you know that these are available if you go to cpgive.org, cpgive.org. You can get your own cards too. I love how you say integrated. So when I think integrated, I think of a habit that I just do. I brush my teeth every morning. I, you know, take a shower. It's just integrated. And sometimes I think when we talk about like living out our values as a family or talking about it, it seems like another to-do list for parents, and they already have all their to-do lists. They're making lunches. They are taking kids to practices. They are carpooling. They are doing homework, you know. So sometimes I think parents can get overwhelmed and think, oh my gosh, they're asking me to do one more thing, you know, to put into my family life. And, oh, I'm not even doing that. So I'm not even, you know, it makes them feel a little shame that they're not already doing this. So can you encourage families who maybe want to live this life of integration, of habit, but it might just feel like one more thing to do that they're not already doing?
Yes. I think that's why that component of like nourishing your soul, like caring for yourself and letting yourself be cared for by the one that, you know, knit you together in your mother's womb, the one who gives you each breath, right? So throughout each week, and they're not marked, and there's not like, and now you have to fill in the blanks, and it's not a workbook, like those have their place, but this is not anything like that. This, like, there's a reflection, there's a breath prayer, because sometimes, honestly, all we have margin for is like in and out, like a short, God, you are with me.
Share
all of this.
What is that? Like, tell me what a breath prayer is. Like, so for people who, I love them, I don't do them enough.
Yeah.
Because they really matter to me. But tell me, for someone who's like, what the heck is a breath prayer? What, like, explain that to me a little bit.
Yeah, so that's also another kind of ancient practice that Christians have been doing for so long. And it's just praying a short phrase on your inhale, just taking a really deep breath and then like letting it go and just praying kind of that same thing over and over. And for me, it really kind of helps me stay rooted. And there, I mean, my life is loud. And I have so many words thrown at me, and I'm a writer, so I have words that I'm throwing back into the world, and it's just a lot. And so I think sometimes all I have the margin for is like an inhale and an exhale, and I don't even know what to say. So then I open, you know, my book, and it's like right here, there's something that I can borrow and make my own. It's oftentimes rooted in who God is and like a promise out of that, you know, like, oh God, you are good. And I can trust you, you know? And those are so simple that we can do them anywhere. We can do them in the car on the way to practice. We can do them in the morning. We can do it as we're like trying to get dinner together and get kids to practice. Your kids can practice it, right? Especially like for kiddos who maybe are struggling with anxieties, kind of fall is coming into play, transitions, like just an inhale and an exhale. And, you know, I have some friends who are therapists, and they have told me about how like breathing kind of resets our brains and our bodies. And I don't know all the intricacies of that, but I just find it fascinating that God made us so incredibly that like just taking a breath and praying actually changes our body chemistry.
I love it too. And I think the more I remember to actually do it, but I didn't learn this kind of stuff honestly until, I mean, I'm 44, so probably like, I don't know, I started doing some deep work maybe 10 years ago. But it wasn't something as a kid that I really learned. And so how do we help our kids kind of come into this present moment with God that they, you know, we're trying to build this identity that says you are God's child. The world's going to tell you you're all these different things, but I know who I am and whose I am. How do some of these things that you talk about in your book and just kind of that being present and helping them kind of get into their breath as well when they might be anxious about that? How have you seen that work in your own family's life?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, none of us have to be an expert in any of this. And we're all learning. And I think we're all on a journey, you know, a faith journey. And so what is really cool is that we don't have to have everything figured out. We don't have to have all the answers of like, what is the best way to do this to start walking with our kids in this, you know, and learning alongside them. And so in every season sacred, there's the part that's for you each week of the parent. That's just an invitational kind of reflection and a couple scripture references that you can go to if that's a resource to you and you have the time in the margin and a breath prayer. But then there's a whole nother part of the chapter where there's these open-ended conversation questions. And I think like we don't need to have the brain energy to do that. We can take these questions and integrate them into our lives like on the go, you know, like maybe you look at it and you're like, oh, that's one question I could ask as we're driving and we're in the car, you know, we're going to school. I can ask these three questions that they can kind of reflect on. And maybe after school, we'll talk about it again. You know, it doesn't have to be this big thing. And like, let me do some of the back end work for you so that you can find these questions and make them your own. And then there's a shared prayer each week. And there's two versions of it, and they're just short prayers that kind of go along with the different themes, you know, kind of throughout the year, the seasonal themes. So, you know, maybe in fall, we're talking about belonging. And then there's questions that kind of go along. Where do you belong? When did somebody say something to you that made you feel like you belonged? And how can we create our house to be a space of belonging for other people that might not feel like they belong, you know, so questions like that. And then there's a prayer where we pray together, and it's something that, you know, just one prayer for the whole week. And there's a younger version for kind of younger ages and stages. It's a little more simpler language. And then there's a kind of older version, or maybe like a little more liturgical, a little more poetic. They really have the same heart, and you just kind of pick and choose what works for you, when it works for you. But I think getting into these rhythms, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be the same time every week. Maybe there's a couple weeks where your family is just straight chaos, you know, but then you can kind of enter into back into it and kind of create these rhythms of talking together and praying together. It doesn't have to be like a big thing to make such a big difference in your family.
Thank you for saying that, because I think us who are maybe a little more type A feel like it has to be a certain way, and then we feel the shame if we don't do those things. And so I might have in my head like, oh my gosh, okay, at breakfast every morning, I'm going to do, we have this like prayer journal. I'm going to do this prayer journal and pray over them. And it has been 2 weeks into school. I have done it one time, and I'm usually running in hot with a coffee. I've got, you know, my clothes half on, running out. I've got a kid who's like, you know, sad they have to wake up that morning. I'm like, this is not the time. Like, this is not. But then, you know, you start to compare, because you hear from other parents that are like, we get up, you know, an hour early every morning to get our quiet time in as a family. And that's just not what's going to happen for us. And, you know, but I might grab the book and be like, hold it, read this to us on the way. Or at night, we're integrating it into normal talking. And I think that's the thing that my goal would be for all of our families, is that it just becomes in, it's just in the DNA of our lives. And so I love your book, because it's helping us. First of all, you're doing the hard work for us, and we get to just, you know, you're our guide. So we get to just, you know, read it and do it. But I think you're teaching us to bring it into the DNA of our lives, instead of just one more to-do list or one more thing we have to do. And so I really, first of all, thank you for doing that, and kind of being a guide for that. What ages, you said you had a younger age that they can do a prayer, and what ages do you think this would span for kiddos?
Oh my goodness. I think it, honestly, I mean, I'm biased, but I really think that there's a lot of sizes and shapes of families that will find themselves in these prayers. I mean, I have people that are couples that don't even have a kiddo yet that are praying these prayers. I have grandmothers praying these prayers. I have people that, you know, have toddlers and preschoolers, and they're not able to pray along, but they're just, you know, saying it at dinner. Or there's, you know, older teens. And I think, I mean, I love that intentionality. So I really think there's a space for everybody to kind of find themselves on the pages. And part of what I hope shines through is that this isn't like the book of Kayla, you know, like this book really reflects a lot of moms and dads that I have talked to over the years. I'm a journalist, and so I'm very curious, and I love learning about people and really hearing about like what's going on in their actual lives. What are the prayers that they wish they would have had to borrow, you know? And so that is really reflected in the book alongside, you know, in each of those reflections, there's quotes from all sorts of pastors and writers and authors and theologians and poets. And I just wanted to create a space where, you know, you could look into this book no matter kind of what season of life you're in and find something that really kind of speaks to you and resonates with you. So I could really see it. You know, our family right now ranges in age between 7 and 13. And so I love integrating it into our family, and my kids are little guinea pigs.
Don't you love it? Our kids become guinea pigs. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I can't wait for people to get your book, and tell me when it comes out. September 19th. Okay. I was like 13th, 19th. Yes. September 19th. And then if you pre-order, tell me all the goodies that you get and how we can do that.
Yes. Well, I have a newsletter, and I always say it's a care package of prayers. So I wanted to create something that kind of felt like that, just as a thank you, because those pre-orders do matter so much to us as we're putting our books out into the world. They kind of cue bookstores that our books are worth stocking, that parents actually care, you know, about these things that we're writing about. So there are 100 family conversation cards, and they're professionally designed, and all you have to do is hit print and cut them out. I laminated mine because I just love the laminator and I just love that. But, you know, just to have, and honestly, you could even just pull up the PDF on your phone if that feels like too much. And you can just scroll and find those questions that work for you. And they're all open-ended and they're just meant to foster connection with your family, with God. And then there's also a little booklet of daily prayers, and those are prayers that you can return to like again and again for mornings, afternoons, bedtimes, shared meal, dinner. So just kind of like those are ones that you can go back to again and again. And then there's a playlist for fall as the book is split into different seasons. And so I just wanted something that people could kind of put in the background as they're going about their days, as you're working, as you're reading through. There's like 9 hours of music. So really there should be something for you. Just put it on shuffle and click through if you find songs that aren't your jam, and maybe you'll find some new ones that you like. And yeah, you can read the first 3 chapters on an ebook right away when you pre-order. So I hope that's kind of a little gift to parents in this busy season.
I love it. Well, I am so excited for people to get this. And I just want to thank you so much for being on and just encouraging us to truly integrate our faith and values into our family and giving us really a guidebook to do that. So thanks for doing the work for us. And thanks for being our guide. We so appreciate it. Tell people where they can learn more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Christy. You can find me at KaylaCraig.com, and that's where you can find To Light Their Way, which is my first book of prayers for parents, and then this new book, Every Season Sacred. You can sign up for the Liturgies for Parents newsletter, find the Liturgies for Parents podcast, which is a weekly podcast that literally all we do is like pray. We pray, I read scripture, and I send you off with like a blessing. That's it. It's just a really short kind of moment for your soul every week. I send a new episode out every Monday. And then on Instagram, at Liturgies for Parents, F-O-R, Liturgies for Parents on Instagram. That's where I share prayers all the time. So you can kind of scroll, save the ones that speak to you, maybe send to a friend if they're going through something, just give them some words and they don't have their own. So those are some places that you can find me. And I really do like sincerely love, I call myself a contemplative extrovert.
I love it.
So I love meeting new people, and I love connecting with others. So really, come say hi.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on, Kayla. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Be Loved, Do Good podcast. I hope you took away some incredible just pieces of advice today, and I hope you go pre-order Kayla's book, Every Season Sacred. She said there are so many cool pre-order goodies, so I encourage you to do that. You can find that all on our show notes. And again, we just thank you for being here, being love, and doing good in your home and in your neighborhoods. We will see you next week.